Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is your host, Justin Colvin. We want to welcome our listeners to today's broadcast. Episode 29, what is the difference between Medicare Advantage and Medigap? All right, this is a topic I've kind of touched on in other shows, but we're going to devote the entire show to today, to this this discussion, because it comes up a lot, a whole lot. So if you're tuning in with us today, again, it's Justin Colvin here. I'm the host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. And we operate the organization called the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our local number here, 850-632-0033. Call or text with a question. Or if you have a show topic that you'd like me to cover, same as well. Happy to take offers from my listeners out there. So as I mentioned, today's episode 29, we're going to just kind of delve into this in the first segment and go over what is a Medicare Advantage plan and what is a Medicare Supplement plan, also known as Medigap. Medicare Supplement is Medigap. It's the same thing, tomato, tomato, no difference, right? These are the lettered plans like F and G and N. So my website has some of this information there. It's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And I'm actually in the phase of a remodel on my site. I'm going to be spending some good money to build out more content and have more links to articles, blog posts. So it's going to be a lot more informative, a lot more education. Not that it already is, but we're going to expand that because I want to make sure that we are, you know, focused on educating and informing the listeners here in the Tallahassee area and anyone nationwide. I have clients in 40 plus states around the country. So we are a national firm. We're locally owned here in Tallahassee. That's our local footprint. My wife and I and two kids here reside in the area. And we're active in our church. We're very plugged into the community. Just as an organization, we're also affiliated with the Better Business Bureau. Okay, so we have a link to that. Very, you know, committed to maintaining transparency and integrity in the marketplace. We're number one on Google. If you do any kind of Google-related search, Medicare Help Desk, you'll find us. We're like the top listing. It's close to 55-star reviews. All right. Plus, of course, we do this weekly show to educate the listeners. So let's jump right into it. What is a Medicare Advantage plan, right? So I've talked about this before in previous broadcasts, but simply put, an Advantage plan is a different way of experiencing your Medicare. So when you get Medicare, it's that red, white, and blue Medicare health insurance card, you kind of have a decision to make. There's really fundamentally only two options that you have with Medicare, okay? First one is you can go with a supplement plan, also known as a Medicare supplement or a Medigap policy. These are the letter plans like plan F and G and N, right? And so these plans are secondary. They're a supplement, just like it implies, Medicare supplement. They pay after Medicare. So that's the key, right? Medicare stays in control. They're the primary health insurance. The supplement pays thereafter, which means there's no network, okay? You don't have to call and find out, does your doctor or hospital take Cigna plan F or Aetna plan G or United Healthcare plan N? Doesn't work like that, okay? A supplement is a supplement. It's just like it says. So if they take Medicare, your doctor or hospital, the provider, they're going to take whatever supplement plan you have. So that part's very clean. It's very easy to grasp. And it works anywhere in the country because Medicare is a national program. You don't have like an HMO, PPO type of network, right? If they take Medicare, they take the supplement. Supplements just pay according to the terms of the plan, the letter type. That's why they came up with the letter system. Every plan F will do exactly the same thing because it's required by federal law. Same with plan G, same with plan N. So what's the difference then? What's the gotcha? Well, it's just the rates. That's what's different. So every company can advertise the rates they want, and sometimes these rates can vary considerably from one company to the next. Here in Tallahassee, mostly we're writing is plan N, and most of Florida, if I'm doing a supplement plan, it's plan N as in Nancy because the rates are most cost effective, and a lot of it's with Aetna. Certainly, you can do other companies. There's Florida Blue, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield. There's United Healthcare. There's Cigna. There's Humana. There's lots of them. I do all those companies, but the ones that's most competitive now is Aetna. So that's what we're generally writing. But that's a supplement. So supplements are going to have an extra premium. You have to pay additional because it's a supplement insurance product that has an extra monthly premium. You don't get drug coverage, so you got to pay extra for that. You don't get dental or vision. You have to pay extra for that if you want it. So it is more expensive, right, to go this direction, but it is the most robust coverage because they're paying the 20% that original Medicare does not pay for. Medicare is a great foundation, pays the bulk of the bills, But again, it was never designed to pay everything, right? It pays 80%, then you're on the hook for 20%, and there's some deductibles with Part A and B. So there's some, it's kind of like a piece of Swiss cheese is the analogy. It has some holes in it, and you can fill that Swiss cheese with a supplement plan depending on how much you want to spend and what your budget and what your needs are. Now, that's a supplement, right? And I do both types of plans, both the Medicare supplements and the Medicare Advantage plans. Now, we're going to just jump into Medicare Advantage and unpack that a little bit. And a lot of people will say, well, I've got, you know, I've got WellCare supplement. I'm like, well, no, WellCare is not a supplement. They don't write Medicare supplement plans. They write Medicare Advantage plans, okay? And they do, you know, standalone drug plans and other products. But an Advantage plan is different. And the problem is that it's good to have the terminology down. I don't want you to feel like you have to be some kind of expert on this. That's what we do here at the Medicare Help Desk. But use the proper terminology, because when you say a supplement, to me as an insurance agent, I'm like, oh, supplement. So it's F or G and M. But I ask more questions, and I dig and just unpack that onion, unlayer the onion. And what we generally do is we get into, okay, maybe it's not a supplement. They think it is. In their mind, it's like, yeah, it's my extra coverage, so it's a supplement. So that's just how they think of it. But the Advantage plan is technically not a supplement. It does help, but what they're doing, it's just replacing Medicare. It's just a different way to experience your Medicare. So instead of having Medicare A and B as the primary and then having a supplement pay thereafter, you are basically taking the Advantage plan and substituting it for your Medicare, right? It steps in the shoes of Medicare itself. It's a different way to get your Medicare benefits. You're like it's like a risk transfer, okay? Because they have a contract. The federal government has a contract with these insurance companies, right, to provide you the same benefits, but through a different mechanism. You get it from the insurance company. So when you get Medicare A and B, and a lot of times in Florida, many people are doing Advantage plans because they're so strong here, okay? They're so competitive. Most Advantage plans, there's a lot of sizzle, there's a lot of appeal because they don't have a monthly premium, almost all of them. There's some that do have premiums, but very few do, especially here in Florida. Most are zero premium. So that's already, okay, why would I not just take that if it's zero? Well, there's, of course, a catch, right? It doesn't pay all the bills. Again, it's not a supplement. The supplements are going to cost extra because they're paying the other 20%. They're paying the things Medicare doesn't pay. With an Advantage plan, they're just stepping in the shoes of Medicare. So instead of you using Medicare for your benefits, you use the Medicare Advantage plan. So they generally don't have a premium for the most part, and they bundle in extra benefits, dental, vision, hearing, prescription drug coverage. Most of them have a free gym membership. Many of them provide teledoc where you can, you know, access a doctor or nurse via your cell phone or tablet or mobile device. They'll have a 24/7 nurse hotline. You can call and get consultation over the phone with a nurse. Over-the-counter benefits, basically money that they give you as an allowance to help pay for things that you're going to pay anyway, like vitamins, supplements, Band-Aids, aspirin, cough syrup, et cetera, right? So that's a lot to entice you, right, to enroll in the plan. Those are all the positives. Of course, we're going to temper that. There are some negatives, right? And nothing terrible, but it's just to be aware of it. It's a managed care plan. Managed care means a network-based plan, right? So it's not the same providers. It's just straight Medicare. It's different. It's either an HMO for the most part or a PPO. But a lot of us are conditioned. We're already used to this. You know, anybody that's worked in America and has a health insurance plan, that's what they have. It's usually an HMO or PPO or point of service plan, these different little acronyms they give them. But essentially, it's just a managed care plan with a network, right? So they kind of go out and recruit doctors and hospitals to join their network. HMOs, by their very nature, are typically smaller in size, okay? So HMOs are also more restrictive, you know? The PPO is much more flexible. PPO is, you know, you have an in-network, but you have an out-of-network. So you can go either or. With an HMO, you don't have that. It's in-network only. So you have to seek care from the in-network doctors and hospitals. Generally, you do have to have a referral in most situations to see a specialist, you see? So they're going to kind of restrict you a little bit. So that's the takeaway. All those positives are great, but it's tempered a little bit by having a restrictive network, maybe having to have a referral to see a specialist, possibly having to have a prior authorization. But, you know, these things don't happen that often. It does happen, but I don't want to, like, spook you or anything or kind of intimidate you, but it's the nature of the plan. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no right or wrong answer what's best for each person. A lot of it comes down to different factors like your income level, your needs, your budget, what you're expecting out of healthcare. Are you going to travel? Are you chronically ill? Are you in great health? You know, what is your history, your family history for healthcare? So there's a lot of things you have to kind of evaluate to make sure which decision's best. And it's not a forever home. So I don't want you to think if I choose something, oh my gosh, I'm stuck with this plan for the rest of my life. That's not true. I mean, you can change your plan every year during fall enrollment period. You can change your health plan. I've had many clients that started out with a supplement and went to an Advantage plan. Supplements got too expensive, and they changed to an Advantage. I've had the other side. I've had people go to an Advantage plan and then later go to a supplement and then go back. People can do whatever they want, but a lot of times they're doing for what's best for them at that juncture in their life, and your life changes. You know, needs change. Your finances can change. Lots of things can change. A lot of variables. So those are all things just to consider when looking at this from Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplements. So I hope that gave you some good insight on the different characteristics. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We're going to pay some bills right back, and we'll unpack this a little bit further. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Your host, Justin Colvin here. Thanks again to our listeners out there tuning in today. We're in episode 29, What is the Difference Between Medicare Advantage and Medigap, otherwise known as Medicare Supplement. We talked about that quite extensively in the first segment. I'm going to unpack that a little bit further here and go over some of the things you want to look at in terms of what criteria should I use to evaluate which product is better for me, right? Should I be a better fit for Medicare Advantage? Am I a better fit for Medicare Supplement? Again, there's no right or wrong answer to this. Although you'll hear different agents swear by, oh, I would never do such and such, or I would never do that plan. We try to keep an unbiased viewpoint here at the Medicare Help Desk because we do both types of plans. I have thousands of clients, hundreds in both categories, okay? Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplement. It all depends on your needs. It all depends on your expectations, income, budget, health. What you're looking to do with your retirement. Or you want to travel, not travel. So those are things we're going to talk about a little bit further. So I don't want you to feel like you're making a bad decision if you do something. It's just a decision you're making for now. But you want to make the best decision possible, and we're just trying to give you the guidance and the information and the kind of strategies to help make the best possible decision for you and your healthcare. Okay? So if you're tuning in with us again, it's Justin Colvin here at the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Our phone number, if you have questions about today's broadcast or if you have a show topic you'd like me to cover, is 850-632-0033. Again, 850-632-0033. Our 1-800 number, you can reach us anywhere in the country, is 1-800-414-2044. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So the Medicare Advantage plan we were kind of talking about earlier, they take on two major types of plans, the HMO and the PPO. And we kind of talked about that a little bit, that these are managed care plans, just meaning that it's a network-based plan. And most of us in this country that had any kind of job and an employer have been accustomed to this kind of healthcare. It's just the way it is, you know. An HMO is a little more restrictive, PPO is a lot more flexible. And it's just the nature of how these plans are built. And it's the same type of structure when you get into Medicare if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan. So I want to make sure people are aware, you know, when you're looking at insurance companies, especially the big ones like your Cigna's, your Aetna's, United Healthcare, Humana, they do everything. These are massive Fortune 100 companies, right? And I have relationships with all of them. They're all great firms. They have great products. And I have over 30 different insurance companies I represent because I need to, okay, to be competitive in any given market. You know, one company may be competitive here in Leon County, but then I go down to South Florida and Fort Lauderdale, it's completely different, you know, and there's a lot more plans down there. So you have to be competitive as a broker. I'm an independent broker. What that means is I shop the market for you and get the best deals, okay? You don't pay me anything. I don't charge for my services. We get paid by the insurance company if you choose to use me. That's how we are compensated. So you want to have representation. You want to have an agent, and that's something I can help with all of my customers is just helping evaluate all the mess that is Medicare and how many plans that are out there. But some of the things I want to touch on briefly here in terms of what things you should look at as far as the factors, like what should I look at in terms of what's going to help me make the best decision, which camp, which category do I go into? Do I go into Medicare Advantage camp or do I go into Medicare Supplement camp? A couple things is just where you live. You know, in Florida, our Advantage plans are very competitive here. If you're out somewhere in a rural part of the country, some of the mountain states like South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Medicare Advantage plans are not prevalent at all. Very few. Some places have none. So it'll make your decision very easily. You're going to be doing a Medicare supplement because there's nothing available. And the networks are sparse. The plan benefits aren't very good. But it is changing. And the market is getting more there's more plans being offered. But that's a big one. It's just, are you in a rural area or are you in an urban area? Okay. what state do you reside in? And I can help, you know, kind of unpack a lot of that if you reach out to me. Healthcare needs is a big one. Are you in chronic health? Do you have a lot of chronic health conditions? Are you pretty healthy? Do you take 10 medications or zero meds or somewhere in between? How expensive are your medications? Do you have a history of diabetes or heart condition, COPD, things like that? Does your family history show some of those signs? That will help influence what plan type is best, right? Medicare Advantage or Medicare Supplement. Your budget, big one, of course. Your income, your, you know, what you have in assets. Some people can barely afford the Medicare Part B premium, just basic Medicare, much less a supplement. So the supplement's not really an option for them, obviously. The Advantage plan would be a much better fit because they just can't afford it otherwise, right? Others have plenty of money and they can do whatever coverage they want. And then you have everybody in between. So there's a lot of different factors that go into this. Also, travel is a big one. If you're planning on RVing, traveling, having multiple residences around the country, or if you're doing most everything in your backyard, right? So those things and your personality, I've found that to be a big one. Are you a type of person that expects the best for healthcare? You don't like to be hassled. You don't like being nickel and dimed. You're probably not going to like a Medicare Advantage plan just because of your personality set. That's gonna bother you, even though it may be a better deal because you're in good health and very, very rarely use it. Is it going to fit you? Is it going to fit your disposition? So there's all these things that come into the factor. So you have to kind of weigh all that to determine which plan would suit you best. So with that being said, I think I was going to go over a few things with my producer who's here in studio, Matt Rogers. We were talking actually before the show about just Medicare in general and questions. His parents are on Medicare, my parents are on Medicare. It just comes up such a frequent topic. But I think he had a couple questions. We're going to just tackle those real quick and then yeah. So, Matt, hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. Good. And by the way, thank you so much for doing this show. You have opened my eyes so wide to some of the different things that happen within the Medicare system. And it's always helpful just to listen to you every week. It's really, really cool.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Now, my mom and dad are getting up in age, and they still have all their faculties. They're still able to take care of their own insurance and make sure that they're doing the right direction of where they want to go. But inevitably, I'm going to probably have to take over some of those responsibilities for them as they get older. Now, that being the case, that means that I'm going to be the one who's interacting with the agents for Medicare. Do you find that that's something that you do quite often where you're actually using or presenting to the older person, but you're actually dealing with
yes.
a family member or quite, someone like that?
Yes, yes. Great question, Matt. And thanks again for giving me the kudos there on the show. I really appreciate it. We work a lot hard every week on trying to bring new valuable content to all the listeners. But yes, that's actually quite common. Many times I'm dealing with the siblings that are younger that maybe feel better equipped or whoever the insurance person is in the family. It's crazy, but someone's usually like, all right, you're the insurance person, so you deal with all this. And a lot of times, yes, the children. Especially as the parents get older, they become more skeptical of things, they're not as trusting, even though there might be something much, much better for them. They just can't pull the trigger. They can't make the decision because they feel like, what if it's a scam? And we get all these robocalls, and there's a lot of reasons to be suspicious. Nothing wrong with that, but a lot of times a younger person can be more discerning and just see the information and say, Mom, Dad, this is what you should do. I already talked to the gentleman. So yes, that's very common, and there's nothing wrong with that. I do it all the time.
That's an excellent point, because since we've been doing this segment, my phone is actually rang 3 times.
No way.
And I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. It shows that I have received 3 different calls. One of them was marked as a potential spam. The other 2 are just random numbers from different places in the country. And every single time that happens, when I hear that little whoop sound, I know that is just some sort of robotic dialer that's calling into me trying to get information. How do you deal with that sort of a situation where it's literally somebody who is just trying to grab your information and send you on your merry way?
Yeah, I get that myself. My wife thinks it's humorous when I answer these calls and kind of just have a little fun with them. Mm-hmm. But I mean, some best practices, because we're all getting this crap, unfortunately, just spam called to death, both by phone and cell phone. But I put some best practices together on this, and one of the biggest things is just go ahead and register for the Do Not Call registry. If you go to www.donotcall.gov, okay, and you can register your phone number, and that's not going to eliminate all of it. It takes some time. You have to be patient, but it should cut down on some of the traffic if they're legitimate businesses. The problem is there's a lot of illegitimate businesses that just spam call you and aren't going to abide by this, but this is a great thing to do. Also, block the number. If you have a cell phone, quickly just block it. if you talk to them, a lot of times just talk to them, pick up and just answer. If you can tell it's a spam, there's a huge pause, someone you don't recognize, a huge accent, say, just put me on your do not call list immediately. And hopefully they do that. You know, these are just some things. I'm not going to say it's a guarantee removing the calls, but it should cut down the volume. That's what I would do. But yeah, it's really unfortunate. It's just, it seems like the last 5 to 10 years, these spam calls have picked up tremendously.
They've gotten progressively worse, and it's awful because every single time, and I'm always concerned because I know that they're recording stuff on their side. As soon as you pick something up and you say something, I try not to say words like yes, just because I'm afraid that they're going to take that and then use that against me in some way, shape, or form, which is kind of scary, which is daunting when you're trying to deal with insurance, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, just imagine where it's going to be in the next 5 to 10 years. I can't even think about how many more phone calls we're going to get. But also at the same time, like, you know, if it's that much of a spam robotic call, I can't imagine they're doing much business that way. I mean, I've never conducted business that way. I never will. Most reputable businesses won't. So I don't know why they really do it. It just kind of bothers everybody. It's like bad. It's like spam email, right? But hopefully, you know, like I said, just try to be patient with it. Those are some great best practices. That big one is just going to the Do Not Call website. I'll say it again for the listeners. www.donotcall.gov. Put your number in there. Stop the calls. But anyway, the Medicare Help Desk, we really appreciate all the listeners. It's Justin Colvin here. Our number is 850-632-0033. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week. Take care. Places you will